Welcome back out to Savannah, just about set for the opening kick. Before we have the opening kick, it'll be Maryville receiving. We will go ahead and have Philip bring us the Maryville offensive starters.
Offensive starters tonight, Maryville, Savannah. Mentioned just a second ago, Lucas Viertaler, the senior, he's back in that offensive lineup. Cannon Scarborough, Brandon Wilmus, Phoenix Phillips, and Mace McKim. That's your offensive line tonight. At tight end, we've got Major Scarborough. Running backs are Sather View, Brody Shepard, Gavin McAtee, and Brett Long is your wide receiver. Quarterback tonight will be series between Will Shield and Jackson Dredge. There's your starters tonight for Maryville, Savannah.
Line drive kickoff from Camden Arnold, returned by Brody Shepard out across the 35 near the 36-yard line, where we will see Shield and this Spoofhound offense start this opening drive. Again, Spoofhounds have won the last 14 meetings, and they're outscoring Savannah across that time frame by an average of 25 points. They have dominated this series. We'll see if they can continue tonight. First down, handoff goes to View, off left tackle, left side, gets a golden hole, breaks through a few tackles. He'll pick up 7 on first down.
Satherview picking up where he left off last week. Satherview is about 70 yards rushing against Luther North. And again, what we noticed out of the Spoofhound team was that offensive line was really clicking when they were outmatched on the defensive line. A couple of guys, 375 pounds, able to move them around, pick up big yardage.
Second and 3 on the way for the Hounds. Under center is Shield. Turns, gives. View takes the handoff, picking his way through the hole. Has some room. Pushes forward. He'll get near the 49-yard line before he is drugged down. That's a good pickup of 7 and a first down for the Hounds on the second play of the drive.
And as Matt mentioned earlier, ball control is going to be very important for both of these teams. They aren't necessarily big play teams, but they are teams that if they can control the clock and keep moving the sticks, they're going to be in the driver's seat for a victory tonight.
Savannah showing blitz. It's View for the third straight play. He's got a hole, breaks through an arm tackle, pushes forward, gets near the 46-yard line. He'll pick up 5 and into Savannah territory. A second and 5 on the way. Let's go ahead and bring in our sideline reporter, Caroline.
Yeah, hey guys. Well, tonight it's looking at about 58 degrees here tonight. We're getting some of that good fall weather. It is a bit windy tonight. We could feel that on the road just coming down with about 10-mile-an-hour winds and 20-mile-an-hour wind gusts. So we'll see how that affects the ball game.
3 plays, 3 runs for the Spoofhounds, all coming from Sadler View. A 2nd and 5. It is View for a 4th straight play, wrapped up around the waist near the line of scrimmage, but he will push the pile and pick up 3, and we'll see a 3rd down and 2. And one thing we talked with Coach Webb about before the game, Phillip, get into 3rd and manageable, and here they've got that.
3rd and manageable, expect another running play. Maryville, that is the magic pill for tonight. Push the rock down the field, and they are doing it so far.
3rd and 2 for the Hounds. I formation behind Shield as he goes under center, turns, gives. This time it's Gavin McAtee. First carry of the day for McAtee. Lowers his shoulder, falls across the 40-yard line, picks up 3, and that is plenty for a Maryville first down.
You know, we talked about this new stadium setting here. We can actually see the other side of the field. There's a road that runs right back there. So far, I've seen about 2 or 3 John Deere tractors with grain, and it looks like Maryville, with their green helmets, they're just like John Deere's moving down the field.
Plowing the field so far, if you will, Philip. 1st and 10 from the Savannah 40-yard line. Handoff, McAtee again. Starts right, goes back left. He'll get bottled up near the line of scrimmage. Pickup of maybe 1 that time for McAtee. As again, the Spoofhounds moving the football well and a lot on the ground thus far, which is kind of what we saw last week against Lutheran North. 2nd and 9 upcoming. Split backs behind Shield as he goes back under center. Turns, gives. This is View following his blockers up front. Savannah, nice job of bottling things up, but View stays on his feet, fights forward, lost control of the football. It is jarred free, but a Maryville offensive lineman will jump on top of that one. The Spoofhounds will keep possession.
Maryville lucky on that play. Got to have a little bit of luck to win some of these ball games, especially in a rivalry game. This crowd really pumped up here in Savannah tonight. They know that the streak is on the line. They have not been successful since 2011 picking up a win against Maryville. They'd love to pick one up here tonight. Crowd acting like it.
Weston Talley checks into the football game. Good running by View, but lost control of football. It was recovered by the Hounds. A 3rd down and 5 on the way. Give, again, View starts right, makes 1 cut, gets into the open field to the left hash, now out toward the numbers, splits in to the 5, into the end zone, Sadler View to the house. 35-yard touchdown run, and Maryville jumps on top early.
Great blocking again up front, open up some holes, but also great vision. Sadler View able to cut that ball back, bounce it out to the outside toward the Maryville sideline and into the house. The speed took over. Sadler View last week, lots of carries, got banged up just a little bit toward that fourth quarter. Great to see him healthy here tonight, and that only makes you feel a little more healthy when you can put it in the end zone.
A 3-minute, 39-second drive, all runs for the Hounds. The PAT here from Bellamy. He knocks that one through. 7-0 Spruce Hounds. 8:21 to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break and be back in 30 seconds right here on KXCV KRNW.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
7-0 Maryville. That was a great first drive for the Spoof Hounds. Jumping on top thanks to Sadler View.
Yeah, so as a high school student at Maryville High School, I have a lot of various tasks, one of them including doing some stats for Coach Grant Hageman, and some of the stats this week were the streak that Maryville has over Savannah, and they're just trying to keep that streak again this week. So far, it's looking promising with a strong drive from Sadler View, and hopefully they can keep that going and keep the ball moving down the field.
Now, this one means a lot. Anytime these two teams meet, you think about Maryville coming into the football game, winning 14 straight. Savannah's 4-0 in the MEC. They've got St. Pius next week. Savannah would like to get a win here and have a chance to win a conference title, but they got to take care of business here. Here's a kickoff going to Martinez. Stays on his feet, breaks through a tackle. He lost control of the football. It was punched loose. It'll be recovered by Savannah. Looked like that it might have been McCullough that got a piece of that one. Can't tell if that's a flag or if someone lost a towel back near the 26-yard line, but a good return that time for Savannah's Jaden Martinez. And it looks like that was just a towel that got knocked free from Martinez. The pink towels out here for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Last week in Chillicothe, the officials were using pink flags. Those took a little bit to get used to. We'll see a first and 10 for Savannah to start this drive from their own 34-yard line, trying to answer a score by Maryville. Hounds with four down linemen, bringing a linebacker up toward the line of scrimmage. They'll fake the give, and it's going to be Connecting Huffer keeping this one, trying to fight forward. He gets wrapped up, bottled up by a whole host of white jerseys. A pickup of two that time for the Savages. 8 minutes to play here in the first quarter. 7-0 early on, a 2-yard run there for Aiden Connectenhofer, a quarterback here for the Savages. 521 rushing yards so far on the season. He gets some play at quarterback. Maddox Shoup also gets some play back there at quarterback. As they'll put Martinez in motion, they'll give to Martinez, trying to turn the corner left side across the 40-yard line, stays on his feet, gets out near the 45, and that will be a pickup of close to 8 and a first down for the Savages.
Martinez is an important part of this Savannah Savage offense, not only carrying the football but catching it out of the backfield. We'll see him a lot of different ways. We saw him start out the game on that kickoff return for Savannah to get this thing going. Savannah, when you look at them across the line, they've got some height, some skill players. They've got some speed. Martinez is going to have a busy night tonight.
First and 10 from their own 45. The give this time for Savannah goes to Rylanson Cook. He gets out across midfield. A solid carry that time by the youngster. That'll be a pickup of 6 and a second down and 4 on the way. Cook coming in, a 5'10", 145-pound sophomore wide receiver for the Savages. Cook's first carry of the night. 209 rushing yards on the season. Just two catches. Gets most of his work done out of the backfield. As Connectenhofer glances over at the sideline, gets the play in, relays it on to his team. Jackson Segrist, the running back to his right. They fake the give to Segrist. It's Connectenhofer going right side, bounces it outside to the hash, is now trying to get out to the numbers, wrapped up around the waist. He'll be brought down, but not before he picks up 6 and another Savage first down.
Connectenhofer, one of those big-time guys at quarterback that can really push the ball down the field. Not sure how will, you know, what his arm looks like, because he's done a lot more running the football. You've seen him share some time out of that quarterback position with Shoup. So Shoup, more of the thrower. Connect the Hopper wants to run the football. Feels like we've said that name for several years between him and some brothers.
6:05 to play in the first quarter. A 7-0 Maryville lead, but Savannah is driving. The give this time is Segrist up the middle. His first carry, he has wrapped up right at the line of scrimmage. Weston Talley is there, and nothing doing that time. Lucas Viertaler also getting in on the tackle. No gain for Segrist.
Good to see Lucas Viertaler back on the field, both sides, offense and defense. He has been a big part of Maryville football since his sophomore year, getting a lot of playing time on both sides of the ball. A starter here tonight after an injury to that ankle. That time, big play from Lucas Viertaler and Weston Talley. Not a negative play, but keeps the ball at the line of scrimmage. No gain. Feels like a big play for this Maryville defense.
Ball is on the Maryville 43-yard line. The speed option goes left side, connecting off with a late pitch. This one gets outside to Cook. Cook gets across the 35-yard line. Hit low, knocked out of bounds. The tackle that time for the Spoofhounds. That was Ben Jaster on the hit, but that is plenty for a first down. That'll move the sticks once again.
Well-executed option play. That's one of those where your quarterback's got to have some guts. And if your quarterback holds onto that football long enough to make that pitch happen, you can usually pick something up. Maryville took one shot at the running back, tried to force them out of bounds, unable to. About five more yards carried on before Jaster can make the tackle.
It's been a quick-moving first quarter. All runs for both sides. Maryville marched down the field and scored. Savannah marching right now as they put a man in motion going left to right. It's Cook once again, takes the handoff, trying to get outside, breaks through an arm tackle, still on his feet. He's got the first down out to the 20-yard line before he is brought down. A pickup of 11. We're seeing some good running right now from Rylanson Cook.
And this is the Savannah offense that we expected to see. This is the Savannah offense that really built that momentum second part of the season thus far. A little bit slow to get going at the beginning of the season. Again, those losses, Pleasant Hill, Class 4 Kirksville, didn't score a lot of points in either of those losses. They have since had some games against the Chillicothes, against some of the St. Joe schools, where they put up 40 and 50 points a game. You can kind of see why on this drive.
So it's first and 10 from the 20 as the Savages reach the red zone. Connecting offer to pass for the first time. Throws deep toward the end zone, looking for Howe. That's Howe. Brings it in. Taps the toes in the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Savages. The fourth receiving touchdown of the season for Max Howe. That is a young man coming into this football game. A 6'3", 185-pound senior got behind the defensive backs. And that was a heck of a play to get both feet down and a chance to tie this game with the PAT. Not a bad start for Knechtenhofer. We see what he does running the football that time. Found how for the big strike. As Arnold knocks through the PAT, it's good. 7-7, 4:15 to play in the first quarter. We will take a break and be back with more right here on KXCV KRNW.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
7-7, one possession each way, and a touchdown for both sides. It was Knechtenhofer to Howe, a 20-yard strike. The first pass of the game for either side. And just kind of what you expect out of these MEC rivals. I think we got a good one the rest of the way here, Philip. As Arnold on to kick this one away. Gets that left foot into it. A line drive kick going back. Maryville's going to let this one go into the end zone. It'll be a touchback. Now it's Maryville's chance to respond. And that first drive, we saw a whole lot of Sadler views. Six carries. The sixth one was a 35-yard touchdown run. He rumbled into the end zone as Maryville took that lead. But Savannah able to answer right back. From the 20-yard line is where this drive will start. We'll see Brett Long split out wide to the right side. Howell across from him defensively as Shield goes back under center. Takes a snap, turns, gives view, trying to go left side, off tackle. He's got a lane, and he gets wrapped up, brought down as he gets across the 30-yard line. A pickup of 11 on first down, and just more tough running out of Sadler View.
Sadler View, 35-yard touchdown on his last carry, puts Maryville in front. Savannah comes right back with an answer, tied up 7-7. Go back to the hot hand, go back to Sadler View, let him pick up more first downs. He's running really well behind an offensive line that's doing a great job.
3:50 to play, and the clock is ticking in this first quarter. Shield under center, turns, gives view once again. He's going to get hit at the line of scrimmage, and he's got nowhere to go. Now the first man in there was Cooper Burnsides. And we'll see a second and 10 coming up as Savannah able to quickly get in there and corral Sadler View. Clock still moving, a second and 10 coming for the Spoofhounds. Eighth carry of the night right there for View. Maryville, 10 offensive plays, all runs. Number 11 is a run as well. It is View again going left side, and he is wrapped up, driven backwards by the black shirts. This will be a loss of one. And now Maryville facing the first true passing down of the night with a third and 11.
And as we were talking about coming down tonight, short drive for Maryville Savannah, if you're Savannah, you're probably just going to load the box. And what that means is you're going to bring as many guys up to the line of scrimmage or near it as you feel comfortable with just a few guys playing that deep secondary, because you know what Maryville's plans are, and that is to run the football. If you can stuff them at the line of scrimmage or create those no gains or tackles for loss, you're winning. And that's what Savannah's done on this drive.
Third and 11, we will see the pass. It is Jackson Dredgen, and the sophomore across the middle. It is picked off. Savannah taking this one the other way. Lucas Viertoller with the tackle on that far sideline. That one taken away. Jackson Dudek comes up with his second interception of the season. And Savannah in business, a chance to jump on top as they get the turnover. Well, the first pass of the night for the Savages goes for six. The first pass of the night for Maryville is taken away. Dudek with the interception. And here Savannah will start this drive with the ball on the Maryville 18-yard line.
After the interception,
2:25 to play in the first quarter. Knechtenhofer in the shotgun. Puts a man in motion. They'll fake the give to Cook. Knechtenhofer goes up the middle himself. It's a good game before he is popped that time going up the middle by Shepard.
Brody Shepard coming up from that safety spot. Big hit on Knechtenhofer. But Knechtenhofer, again, he's built to take that kind of abuse. He is a big kid playing quarterback. Again, I think we probably thought we were going to see more of Shoop tonight. But so far, it's Knechtenhofer's knife, and he is playing a good football game.
Second and five on the way after Knechtenhofer picks up. Five fakes to give to Cook. He'll go right this time. Has some blockers in front. He'll pick up the first down. Drug down inside the 10-yard line. He'll get to the six. A pickup of eight that time by the quarterback. And as Coach Webb said, he is a wrecking ball in there. Knechtenhofer running hard tonight.
Coach Anthony Hayes on the Savannah sidelines. He's got his boys dialed in that run game. They are really moving the football down the field. This is an area where you think on first down and goal, maybe have a pass play in your back pocket.
They'll put a man in motion right to left. They'll fake the give, connect an offer, going outside. He'll cut inside of a block from Howe into the end zone. A 6 yards scoring run by Knechtenhofer. And Savannah has its first lead of the night with 1:24 to play in the first quarter. It is 13-7. He did it with his arm on the first drive. That time he ran the ball three times this possession. It was a short field for the Savages set up by the Dudek interception. And now Arnold on for the PAT, trying to make this a seven-point ball game. Snap is down, kick is up. It is good, 14-7 with 1:24 to play in the first quarter. Savages on top. We'll step aside and be back with more Maryville High School football.
Support for KXCV-KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
14-7. Savannah's had the ball twice. They are able to punch it in with a Knechtenhofer run from 6 yards out. Again, set up by the interception. Maryville trying to come back and even things up here on this possession. Kickoff goes deep to Hegeman down the middle of the field. Angles left, gets out across the 20-yard line near the 24. A flag flies in from near midfield. This will be our first flag of the night with 1:17 to play in the first quarter. And this has been a speedy first quarter to this point. As we'll get the call with the ball spotted right about the 25-yard line, a block in the back on the Spoofhound. So go ahead and back this one up. So Will Shield conduct that offense all the way down that first possession, the first passing attempt for Maryville. They brought in the sophomore Jackson Dredge. Tried to force one across the middle. It was taken away by this stingy Savannah defense. As now we will see Shield back out there under center on first and 10. Turns, gives. It is Brody Shepard this time on the counter trying to go right to left, but he's going to be bottled up right at the line of scrimmage. Just not much happening that time for Shepard. Coming up on 1 minute to play in the opening quarter. Maybe half a yard pickup that time for Shepard. A second down and a long 9 on the way for the Spoofhounds. A Shield turns, gives back to View. View trying to push that pile forward right up the middle. Not a lot there. He's able to pick up a little bit just based on the sheer will of Sadler View pushing the pile forward. He'll pick up about 4 or 5 right there. Good gain for View. A third down and 5 on the way for the Spoofhounds. 30 seconds left to play here in the first quarter. Game clock and play clock almost identical. We'll see what the Spoofhounds choose to do as they look over at the sideline. Head coach Matt Webb and offensive coordinator Matt Houchins. Looks like they want to let the time run out on this opening quarter. Well, now they'll break the huddle and come up to the line of scrimmage. Down to 9 seconds left to play here in the first quarter. 4 on the play clock. Under center goes Shield. Takes the snap. Rolling out to his right. He is hit in the backfield and ripped down at the 10-yard line. Caden Phillips comes away with that sack. And that is the final play of the first quarter. 14-7, Savannah on top. Maryville with a punt on the way. But first, we will take a timeout. 14-7, our score at the end of one. We'll be back here on KXCV KRNW.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com or at 660-562-2424.
First quarter didn't end well for Maryville. Savannah took the lead 14-7, and then facing a third down and 5, Will Shield trying to roll to his right and go back to pass. He got popped in the backfield, taken down, a 7-yard loss on the sack. And we'll see a 4th and 12 to start this second quarter.
One of the areas that Maryville did exceptionally well last week, unfortunately, is that punting game. That punting game worked for them well, and now with the wind at their back, Maryville obviously in a punting situation. Savannah lining up their returners at the 50-yard line, so it gives you an idea of where on the field Savannah could potentially get this ball to start their third drive, scoring on their first two. Savannah up 14-7. Maryville got the ball to start the game, marched right down the field for a score, but Savannah since has come back 2 quick scores, and now Maryville punting.
View, about 5 yards deep in his own end zone. Will boot this one away, takes a high snap, brings it down, gets a good spiraling punt away. This one will go to the 49-yard line where it is going to be returned across midfield. Angling right to left, popped and drilled. A nice tackle that time for Maryville coming up to make that play. That was Luke Allen. Good hit that time by Allen as Caden Bowen able to get a decent little return. The ball out to the Maryville 45 to start this drive.
You know, never too early to think about Thanksgiving. And Luke Allen looked like he was about to fight his brother for that last piece of turkey across the dinner table. Luke Allen just launched himself. Big pop, one of the biggest ones that we've seen maybe all season, certainly here tonight. Luke Allen, young man with a bright future.
You're thinking Thanksgiving and not stealing candy at Halloween? You've been stealing candy from your daughters. We'll ask Caroline in a little bit. On the first play of the drive, they give to Martinez, going right to left, cuts up the field, gets to the 40, trying to push the pile forward, and he will fall forward and get out near the 37-yard line. That'll be a pickup of 8 on the first play from scrimmage for Jaden Martinez. Martinez, 2 carries, 16 yards on the night. His first carry came back on the opening drive of the game for the Savages. A 2nd and 2 on the way from the Maryville 37-yard line. Connect and offer in the shotgun. Puts Martinez in motion. They faked it to him. Now they'll give up the middle. Looks like this might be Segrist trying to pick his way forward. We'll get near the 35-yard line, and he will get the 2 yards necessary for that first down.
That time, Major Scarborough playing that defensive end in the right place to make the tackle. Picked up a couple yards. Unfortunately for this Maryville defense, it was the couple yards Savannah needed to move the sticks, pick up another first down, keep the ball moving. And as that continues to compound for Maryville, we said Sather View's name a lot. He's out there playing linebacker. He's also run the ball a lot. So at some point, you start thinking, even though it's a nice night, as Caroline reported, start to wear down just a little bit.
1st and 10 from the 35. Martinez in motion. Now connect an offer. We'll try to go left and follow Martinez. He gets about a yard down the field, and he gets stuck. That'll be a pickup of 1 for the quarterback.
Yeah, so back to Thanksgiving and Halloween. Actually, Phil likes to steal Reese's pieces. And I don't really know what his favorite Thanksgiving thing is. Maybe the turkey leg. The turkey gizzard. He likes those gizzards.
Right over some mashed potatoes with lots of butter.
He did talk about drinking gravy straight one night. Just goes to the fridge, and that's a different story for another day. 2nd down and 9 after the 1 yard pickup for Connectanoffer. He'll run right, and he gets wrapped up in the backfield. Gus McCullough sniffs out the speed option. The big tackle for loss. Just what Maryville needed, a loss of 4 on 2nd down.
You said it. Just what Maryville needed that time. Gus McCullough shooting out like a cannon. You wondered how long it would be before we really said his name as an impact player for this Maryville defense. And Gus, anytime he's on the field, he is an impact player. That time, no bigger play for Maryville. That set Savannah up with a 3rd and long. Get them off of schedule. Possibly a passing down. This is where you just go, defensive backs, buckle up the chin straps, play some good football.
Maybe a momentum play there for Maryville as it's McCullough coming up with a tackle for loss. 3rd and 13 for the Savages. From the shotgun, connecting offer. Looks right, tries to get rid of it. It is Scarborough in the backfield immediately. Connecting offer takes off and runs for it. He'll pick up that 4 he just lost. But a 4th and 9 on the way as Scarborough came flying off the edge on that left side.
For Coach Hayes, time to roll the dice or play it safe. We'll see if they want to pull out the punter or feel like that offense has done enough to keep them on the field. And what it looks like to me is it's roll the dice, 4th and 9. Go for it. See if they can't pick up another first down against this Maryville defense and in some ways really break the bank for Maryville. Or Maryville stands up strong, gets the ball, big turnover on downs.
Coach Hayes, maybe rolling the dice like Philip Horn at the crafts table. But it's a family-friendly show. We won't talk about gambling here. Down to 3 on the play clock. Connecting offer looks over at the sideline. And Savannah wants a timeout to talk things over. 4th and 9 on the way for the Savages. We'll take a quick break. 8:28 to play in the 2nd quarter. Hounds down 7. Back in 30 seconds on KXCV, KRNW.
This broadcast is underwritten by Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-thru, a full-service floral shop, and more. More information at Hy-Vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
.828 to play in the second quarter back in Savannah. It is MEC football, Maryville and Savannah. The Hounds have dominated the rivalry. Savannah trying to take one back tonight. And through the end of the first quarter, Phillip, and the start of the second, a lot of momentum on the Savages' side, but a big chance to get a stop here on fourth and nine.
2022, two epic battles between Savannah and Maryville. That Savannah was in our class. This will be the only time we face in the night. None bigger than tonight. Get that Highway 71 series signed back.
Back to pass, fourth and nine, connecting off for deep, looking down the middle of the field, falls incomplete, trying to find Jaden Martinez, an incomplete pass, and Maryville will take over on downs. And again, we kind of talk about momentum plays in the moment, maybe a second down tackle for loss doesn't feel that big, but boy, Gus McCullough came up huge for his team.
That's what you want your senior leadership to do, and this game could be decided on that one play. That could be the momentum turner, flip the switch, if you will, that Maryville needed to get this offense going down the field, put another seven on the board, get this baby tied up.
We see Jackson Dredge come out to start his first full drive for the Hounds. Goes under center. I formation behind him. He will give Sadler View. Hit in the backfield. Trying to break off that tackle, but can't get far. He will be brought down. It is a one-yard loss that time for View. Looked like it was Phillips coming in from his defensive line position and able to make that tackle. We saw a lot of View last week, and after that first drive, the Savages really keying on number five.
Loading that box up. Have a pretty good plan that Maryville is going to run that football as often as they want to or they can. Now, when Maryville is going to run into problems is when that first down, second down play isn't positive. It's net zero or negative. Puts Maryville behind schedule, and they might have to go back to that passing game.
View in motion left to right. It'll be Dredge going back to pass. Rushed immediately, stays on his feet, rolling right now, cuts up the field, tries to get up the field for positive yards, but he will be taken down in the backfield. A sack coming up that time for the Savages. It is Gage Boland. Enter the game with 12 tackles for loss. Give him 13 now, as that is a 2-yard loss for Dredge. Just trying to get outside. He was rushed immediately when it went back to pass. And so now Maryville in a third down and 13. And we will see Dredge out of the shotgun. He's got Gavin McAtee to his left. Two receivers right, one split out wide to the left. Dredge back to pass down the seam. Trying to find Hageman. That one a little too tall. It falls incomplete. And we will see the Savages get it back after a fourth down punt.
Not a bad-looking pass. Had a nice tight spiral to it. Just a little bit too high that time for Hageman, who was running free down the seam. So good on him to notice him downfield, let it rip. Sometimes a young quarterback might hold onto that ball a little bit too long. You don't want to get any more negative yards. And now you've got Sadler View on to punt. Last one was a beauty. Hopefully this one is too.
Maryville with it on their own 32. Back inside the 20 is View as he takes the snap, gets the punt away. This one not quite as high and booming, but it goes over the top of Martinez. He'll track it down inside the 10, running to the right, cuts up the hash. Now out toward the numbers, up the sideline, knocked out of bounds. A big hit put on that time for Maryville. And once again, that was Luke Allen flying across the field. But a pretty decent return that time for Martinez. 6:47 to play here in the second quarter. Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. It is a 14-7 lead in favor of the Savages. Connecting Hoffer with a touchdown pass to Howe, also ran one in. They're trying to add to it here. They'll give to Cook, going in motion left to right, trying to get outside. Nothing doing there. Wrapped up and dropped. Ben Jaster makes that tackle after a 2-yard gain. Saw Cook get loose for some good runs in that first quarter, but that one sniffed out quickly. And a second down and 8 on the way for the Savages. This is year 3 as the head coach at Savannah for Anthony Hayes. He's got a 22-8 record. Last year they went 7-4, lost in the district championship to Kearney. And once again, Kearney in their district. They were Class 4 District 8. As Knechtenhofer puts Cook in motion, they fake the give. It's Knechtenhofer going to the left, and he gets hit at the line of scrimmage, and Maryville coming in to push him backward. They'll give him maybe half a yard that time for Knechtenhofer, but we will see the Spoofhound defense a chance to get off the field on third down.
Great adjustments. Coach Webb on the sidelines talking to his guys, talking with Gus McCullough, the leader of that defense, letting them know, hey, here's what we've got to improve on to start stuffing that run. So far, the last two series for Savannah, a little bit tougher sledding past this Maryville first line of defense, that defensive line with your backers being active.
Third and seven from the shotgun. Cook in motion. They'll fake the give. The speed option. The pitch goes out to Cook right side this time. He gets hit by Voss in the backfield. Tally comes in to help out. Nothing doing that time. A great play by the Maryville cornerback.
We talked about Voss on the way down. We wonder what kind of game he would have. That's the kind of game he needs to have. That's the kind of plays that put together a night that's memorable when you're a young Spoofhound against this Savannah team. Greatly played that time. Voss not letting that ball get to the outside. He read it beautifully, made a big stick. Keep that kind of attitude all night long, and it's going to be a night to remember for Voss.
And again, Voss, 5'9", 150 pounds, not the biggest guy out there, but good fight to get off the block and make the play. The punt here from Martinez, not a good one. That's a wobbler. Bounces at the 45-yard line, rolls inside the 40. It'll be down around the 35-yard line for Maryville. That's some extracurriculars on the field that time. Looked like a Spoofhound and a Savage getting into it out there. Maybe Will McCullough for Maryville, and for the Savages, Lucius Talley. Either way, Maryville football.
I think Will McCullough wants to make sure that people know, you know, he can play some aggressive football too. So Will McCullough, the younger version of Gus, got some years here to play at Maryville, making a name already with these Savannah Savage fans.
4:35 to play in what has been a fast-moving first half. Maryville has a first and 10 at their own 35. Haven't scored since their opening drive. Handoff going up the middle to View, and that one sniffed out immediately. He gets hit by about three different Savages. One of the first ones getting in there for Savannah. That was Trey Persio, and no gain on the play.
Sather View, since that 35-yard touchdown scamper, we've seen zero, negative one, 4 yards, negative one, and zero. They've really sniffed out that run game of Maryville. And as we said, when you can only go with that one dimension, get up to the line of scrimmage, you've got a better chance to stop the run.
Shield out of the shotgun, gives this time to McAtee. McAtee going right, cuts up the field. He'll pick up a couple before he is pushed backward. It'll be a gain of two that time for Gavin McAtee. And a third down and eight on the way for Maryville as we tick inside 4 minutes to play in the half. Spoofhounds did receive the opening kick, so the Savages will start the third quarter with the football. Again, playing at a renovated Savannah High School football field. When we were here 2 years ago, a natural surface. We were also down at the top of the bleachers, a pretty cold, windy night. Tonight we are in the press box. A much warmer night overall. Of course, we're warmer too. But they've got new turf. They've got a new scoreboard with a video board to our left. A nice facility overall here in Savannah. Third down and eight. Shields a pass. Down the middle of the field. Tipped in the air. Nearly brought in by Scarborough. Couldn't find it. It initially got batted in the air by Sawyer Sprague. And the pass falls incomplete.
So far, two offensives slowed down by two really good playing defenses right now. So Savannah opened up real quick, two touchdowns, two scores. Since then, punted the football, turnover on downs. Maryville now in the same boat. Since that first opening drive, marching down the field, it's been punt, not move the chains, not control the clock. Although, as you mentioned, a very fast first half of football.
3:10 to play in the second quarter. We will see View punted away again. Takes a snap, gets the boot away from about his own 26-yard line. Bounces at the 25, and it will be picked up by Savannah. Across the 20, Will McCullough trying to get off a block. He will make a hit and make a tackle at the 27-yard line. The return that time for Caden Bowen, and a nice play by Will McCullough to limit that return. Inside 3 minutes to play in the first half. And this Savannah drive will start at their own 27-yard line. So we mentioned Maryville first drive scored, nothing since. The Savages marched on the field on their first drive and scored. got an interception, had a short field and punched it in after that. But the defenses, Phillip, have ruled this second quarter.
Yeah, a couple of coaches just making good adjustments with their defense, settling in just a little bit. We don't think either team's going to light it up, throw in the football. So that run game, they know it pretty well from practice.
Connecting offer gives to Martinez, trying to get outside. Now he cuts up the middle of the field. Some tough running. He'll get across the 30, down to the 34-yard line. And he'll pick up six, maybe seven on first down. We'll go ahead and give him a seven. That is second and three on the way. Quickly back on the ball is Savannah. Out of the shotgun. Connecting offer. Martinez in motion again. Fakes the give. Trying to go right. Nothing doing. Forced back to the middle of the field. Stays on his feet. Fights forward. And he'll pick up, it's like 6 yards and plenty for the first down. Tried to get outside right. He was turned back, but then had an open field.
Well played that time by Maryville to not let him get outside. He saw the vision, saw the lane, turned it back up to the middle of the field. Wasn't clogged up like you'd hope it was. Able to pick up enough for that first down, about 6 yards on that carry. That one all Knechtenhofer.
Spoofhound defense needing a big stop here. This likely the final drive of the first half for Savannah. Down to 2:05 to play in the second quarter. Savages have the ball at the 41-yard line of their own 41, I should say. Quick slant goes to Martinez. Breaks through a tackle from Voss. Down the middle of the field, Martinez won't be caught. 61 yards to the house. And just like that, Savannah on top by 2 scores.
Maryville cheating up just a little bit from their backer positions to try to fill some gaps, expecting run. Savannah, right play, right time, calls for the slant. Big touchdown run for Savannah. And when you thought you were maybe going to be able to squeeze them from not being in the end zone to keep this a 14-7 game going into half, Savannah, quick strike. And right now, with the field goal made, up 21-7. 2 minutes left in the first half.
Nearing the end of the first half, the Savages up by 14. We'll step aside and be back with more on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net.
Martinez, the 5'11", 160-pound senior wide receiver, made the catch, broke a tackle, and nothing but open field ahead as he took his 61 yards to the house. The second touchdown pass of the night for Knechtenhofer is 21-7 Savannah, 1:51 to play in the first half. Kickoff goes deep to Brody Shepard. Shepard out across the 25-yard line, and he'll be brought down near the 27. So we've seen this Maryville offense, after running the football very well on the first drive of the football game, have kind of hit a brick wall ever since. If they ever needed a big drive, it would be right here with the first half winding down. We've seen some Will Sheila quarterback, also some Jackson Dredge. Dredge, the sophomore, back out there at QB. He'll be in the shotgun. With Sadler View over his right shoulder, two receivers left, one split out wide to the right. High snap, brought down, the handoff goes to View, tries to bounce it outside left, now cuts up the hashes, and he'll be hit. Only one or two that time for View. Not a lot doing that time for the Spoofhounds with 90 seconds to play in the half.
And it just seems like every yard since that touchdown has come at a cost, and it's a cost of getting just smacked by two or three Savannah Savages each time. Sadler, a tough guy to bring down, but when two or three Savannah Savages are poking you at the line of scrimmage for a two-yard gain, that takes a toll on you. So right now, he's off on the sideline. Get a couple of fresh legs in there, including Gavin McAtee. Give him some carries possibly, but you're looking at trying to run some new fresh backs in that backfield.
Second down and a Dredge will give to McAtee. McAtee going right, cuts up the field across the 30 to the 35-yard line, carrying a few defenders. He will pick up 7, and Maryville now facing a third down and 1, but down to 48 seconds left in this first half, and the clock is moving. We'll see how the Spoofhounds want to play it. Obviously, if you push here and go quick and you don't get it, that gives Savannah the ball back right away with three timeouts. But it looks like the Spoofhounds pretty content to let the clock wind and try to pick up this first down here. Out of the shotgun with four wide receivers on the field is Dredge. View goes in motion. They'll give to View, trying to go left side. Cuts up the field. He'll be near the first down marker, and he'll fall forward. I think he's going to have the first down. He will. He gets the 1 yard he needs with 15 seconds to play in the first half. Boy, Savannah closed quickly, made that one tight. But in the end, Maryville picks up the first down. Timeout on the field for the Spoofhounds. We'll take a 30-second break and be back with more on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Northwest Technical School, offering a variety of adult education courses this fall, ranging from sign language and dog training to health and well-being, painting classes, and also computer operations and CPR classes. The full fall catalog is online at nts.maryville.k12.mo.us.
Today's game is being underwritten by State Farm Insurance agent Kerry Myers, serving customers for nearly 30 years through life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information in office at the corner of Lincoln and Main in Maryville, or via call or text at 660-562-3882.
11 seconds to play in the first half. Maryville picks up a first down, but still quite a ways to go. They've got the ball at their own 37-yard line. And we've talked about it a lot. They've ran the football well in the first drive, but not much doing right now in the passing game for the Hounds.
We didn't know what to expect with the passing game. Maryville last week, couple of guys that were getting their first start, first experience, and Will Schill and Jackson Dredge. Right now, Jackson Dredge in there for this first down play with just 10 seconds left. We'll see if Maryville elects to try to put the ball into the air. We've got the referees trying to signal they want a little more time on the clock. We'll see if Jackson decides to put the ball in the air. So far, Jackson, one INT and one incomplete pass in this ball game, in a game where Maryville hasn't gone to the air but three times. So far, not a completed pass. They've been trying to run that ball, but Savannah doing such a good job at the point of attack to shut down this running game of Maryville.
First and 10, 15 seconds left to play in the half. Dredge back to pass, being rushed immediately. Dumps off the screen, pass to McAtee. McAtee up the hash, across the 45, to the 50, into Savannah territory, across the 45 before he is brought down. That'll be a pickup of 18 yards, 6.4 seconds remaining in the half. And it looks like we will grab another Maryville timeout. Spoofhounds trying to make something happen from the 45-yard line with 6.4 seconds remaining.
And you have to wonder if your Coach Houch and the offensive coordinator, is that the kind of play that gets your offense started, gets your young quarterback just feeling the flow of the game, get that first completion? Again, Jackson Dredge, a sophomore, a big 6'2" sophomore, got a good arm. Great play call that time again. OC Matt Houchin going to Gavin McAtee on the screenplay that nets an 18-yard gain, gets the ball on the other side of the 50-yard line. The problem now, just 6 seconds left in this half where you're already down 7-21, and you're going to give the ball back to Savannah to start the third quarter. No bigger play than this one right now.
It'll be a shotgun formation with McAtee to the left of Dredge. Four receivers on the field. First and 10 from the 45. Dredge back to pass. Only a two-man rush from Savannah. Throws this one deep down the middle of the field. It is caught by Ziegler down to the 5-yard line, but time has run out on the half. That was a 40-yard strike. A big pass that time by Dredge, but Maryville comes up just short. They are showing all zeros on the clock. We'll give it just a minute to make sure that they do end the half. And sure enough, it is. Maryville threatens late, couldn't quite get into the end zone, and they find themselves down 21-7 as we reach halftime. Again, this is high school football on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe, a rivalry matchup here in Savannah. The Spoofhounds trailing 21-7 at the break. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll have a special interview by our sideline reporter, Caroline Porn. Also go through some other things around Spoofhound athletics and have your halftime stats. All that coming up on the way here at halftime. You're listening to Maryville High School Football on 90.5 and 88.9.
Support for today's Spoofhound broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Spoofhound Nation.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop.
This Spoofhound broadcast is underwritten by FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that's served Missouri for over a century, with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464 or myfcsfinancial.com.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill and Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net.
And welcome back to Savannah with the Maryville Spoofhounds and the Savannah Savages. The Savannah Savages are leading 21-7. I'm Caroline, and I am here tonight with Emma Nolte, a dazzler for the Maryville Spoofhounds, and this will be your Chatting with Caroline segment for tonight. So first of all, Emma, what is Dazzlers?
Hi, so Dazzlers is the Maryville dance team. And we perform at all football games, basketball, home basketball games, and we have competitions as well.
Yes, so you'll always see them sitting next to the Spoofhound cheerleaders, and most of the time they have their own routine, and they always look phenomenal. So what did summer look like for the Dazzlers?
Right, so summer is really for strengthening our team mentally, physically, and with dance ability. We attend summer weights, and we have practices continuing after that, and we have camps and team bonding as well to really strengthen the team and build it up for the following year.
So what do your practices look like? Do you guys have those weekly, daily? What does that look like?
We have them 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and we have a pretty much a strict routine. We start out with stretching, and then we do any routines that we have that week or the following week.
When will the competition season start for the Dazzlers?
So the competition season has actually already begun. We learned our first dance in the summer, our prom routine, and then this past September, we learned our lyrical dance, so we're already working on those and prepping for our season.
And how many different dances will you showcase at those big events?
We have two. We have our palm dance and our lyrical dance.
Okay. And do you know when or where those big competitions will be held this season?
Yes. So our first one is actually December 14th. It's coming up. It's at Liberty High School in Kansas City, and it's our KC Classic competition. So that's our first regional, and then we'll have another regional at Lee Summit North in January, and then state is going to be coming up at the end of February.
Yeah, that's incredible. And I know your season, it doesn't seem very long, but with the football games and the basketball games tacked on to both ends of that, it does get pretty lengthy. But I know last year you lost a lot of seniors, including Maggie Webb and Maggie Farnan. Mention any of those that I didn't. But how has that changed the aspect of your team, along with who are your freshmen and how has that changed?
Yeah, so that's actually completely changed our dynamic this year. We went from having the biggest team that we've ever had last year to having one of the smallest this year. But honestly, we love it. We're just adapting to it, and either way brings great aspects to the team. Like this year, we can really bond with our incoming freshmen since we don't have as many. And we have three seniors, and then all the rest are underclassmen. So we can really bond with those incoming freshmen, and the incoming freshmen are great. They work so hard every single day. We really think that the future of Dazzlers is going to be fully intact.
Yeah, and it's so good to have that culture continuing, because I know those seniors last year really put forth their best foot on the team, and not even on the team, but just within the school. So it's awesome to have that culture continuing. So Emma, what is your favorite part of Dazzlers?
My personal favorite part of Dazzlers is just the community that we build. I would have never expected going into my freshman year of high school to really find a sense of family with my dance team. I have always loved my dance people in the past, but this one is like really just like a huge family. Everybody that goes along with it, the coaches, our supporters, it's honestly amazing.
Yeah, when did you start dancing?
I started dancing at the age of 2 at Miss Whitney's Elite. It's her birthday today, so special shout out to Whitney Pockmeyer. So I started dancing at 2, I think competitively around 4 or 5, and then I've been doing it ever since, and I started Dazzlers my freshman year.
Yeah, and that relationship just with all the dance girls is so, so cool that you guys have, and everybody can see that. And correct me if I'm wrong, but did you start dancing that young with Maggie and some of those seniors that have left?
Yes, correct. I started dancing super young with Maggie Farnan as well as Peyton McGinnis, and they've really impacted me like hugely throughout my whole entire life. And even as a senior captain, I see myself always trying to fill their shoes and thinking like, what would the Maggies do? Like, what would the captains do last year? And trying to put myself in their shoes.
Yeah, of course. So besides Dazzlers, what else are you involved in the high school?
I think I'm pretty involved in a lot of clubs. I love being involved in clubs. I've been in International Club, Octagon Club, National Honor Society, so many more. This year, I am a representative for the senior class and student council, so that's a big one for me this year.
Yeah, of course. So let's talk a little bit about your plans after high school. So what do you plan on studying? Do you know where you're going? And will you be dancing?
I hope I will not be. I don't think I'll be on a college dance team, but I hope that I can continue dancing through like recreational things at whichever college I go to. As of right now, I'm thinking of Mizzou and in business administration, specifically marketing. I think that'll be really fun.
Yeah, well, thank you again for this interview, and good luck down there dancing.
Of course. Thank you so much.
We'll be back with your Spoofhound Roundup for this week in just a second.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. For more information on location, at nvb.com, member FDIC. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil carries a full line of feeds from Purina and Lando Lakes, along with gates, water tanks, and bulk bins to fit a variety of needs. More information in-store at 101 North Depot or online at consumersoilmaryville.com. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddles provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Today's broadcast is also brought to you by Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. With locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. And from the Maryville Forum, For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at MarryvilleForum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Also from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net. And Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
KXCV KRNW, the home of Maryville Spoofhound Athletics.
Thank you again to senior Emma Nolte, a dazzler and captain on the Maryville Dazzler dancing team. This week's Spoofhound Roundup for Friday, October 18th. Football next week will be at Lafayette on October 25th. This week marked the annual Pinkout game for the volleyball girls. This time around, it was against South Harrison. The Pink Hounds got a 3-0 victory. On Tuesday at St. Pius, the volleyball hounds fell 3-1. Last night, the team traveled Highway 36 over to Chillicothe, where they fell 2-3. District play is hosted by Cameron. It's Maryville versus Cameron on Wednesday. Good luck. Mount Air, Iowa was the site of last night's cross-country meet. Bradley Deering ran another stellar race, finishing the day on the top of the podium. Also receiving medals were Dalton McDonough and Jaron Dombeck. The boys and girls team both finished first. Top girl runners were Nia Davis, 6th overall, Ellie Parsons, and Audrey Deering. Avery Berry and Ariana Bartlett both set PRs in the race. Next up is the MEC conference meet on Tuesday in St. Joe. Maryville Soccer had a big-time battle last night out at the Hound Pound versus St. Pius. The teams came into the match undefeated in conference play. The winner no doubt has a clear path to a conference championship. The final score in that one was 1-3, where the Warriors came out on top. The softball hounds scored a 14-7 win over DeKalb on Monday, but saw their season come to an end on Wednesday in district play. Maryville finished the season 9-19, scoring 6 runs per game. Maryville tennis started Tuesday after a win over Trenton Maryville and bowed out at the end of the district play at the hands of Savannah. This week's athlete of the week is Jaylee Price for volleyball. The senior libero registered her 1,000th career dig on senior night against Savannah. In that match, she had 13 digs. This week's nominees for Athlete of the Week are Emma Ailey for softball, hammered in a win over DeKalb, Lindsay Deering for tennis, team with Vivian Kane to take third in district doubles, and Haley Zimmerman for golf, qualified for state golf with Elena Pargas. Tonight's Chat with Caroline is brought to you by Northwest AV on East 3rd Street in Maryville. Northwest AV offers business and residential design and installation on projects including home theaters, vehicle remote starts, surveillance cameras, and more. Details available at nw-av.com. We'll be right back after a break.
Support for the Spoofhounds is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. And from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank, located at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Support is also provided by Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com. And HLC Insurance in St. Joseph, helping individuals, families, and small businesses with health, dental, and vision insurance, as well as Medicare plans and prescription drug coverage for seniors. For a consultation, 816-273-4216 or hlcinsurance.com. Licensed in Missouri, Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. And from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, the credit union offers in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day and electronic signatures on loan documents. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together. Also from Northwest AV, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More information at nw-av.com. Today's game is also brought to you by Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 11 o'clock every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville.
You're listening to Spoofhound Football with Matt Tritton and Philip Porin.
Welcome back out to Savannah. It is currently halftime, 21-7 in favor of the Savages. Now, one of the cool traditions here, Philip, at, I don't know if it's the final home game. I guess this week 8 must be the final home game at St. Pius next week. They do a special halftime ceremony with the band where they take different kind of glow-in-the-dark lights sort of things, and they're like glow sticks, and they tape them to themselves, and they're all out there glowing, and they do a performance, and they're across the football field. And it's honestly a pretty cool little routine to go along with some pretty good performing.
And if you haven't checked out the moon tonight, they dialed up the perfect setting. They've got the full moon, the harvest moon, whatever moon you're going to call it, the super moon. Right now tonight, the man on the moon is smiling down on Savannah. Not only fantastic new facilities, a great job at halftime by this band, but Savannah is up in this ballgame 21-7 over Maryville.
Now, I don't know if you remember 2 years ago when we were here, Philip, we had the same discussion. Every time that they do this one where they have the glow sticks and the light up, whenever the performance ends and they're bringing the lights up, what I've always heard, and I've heard this for years, there's always a streaker. Now, that just could be someone just running across the football field. It doesn't have to be anything specific clothing-wise. But will there be a streaker tonight? We'll have to wait and see.
And you had just taken a break. You stepped out. It looked like you were kind of stretching out the quads, the hammies. I wasn't sure if maybe you were the designated streaker here tonight.
I guess you'll have to wait and see. Maryville hoping they can find a way to streak to the end zone a few times in this second half, down by 14 at the break. The Spoofhounds jumped up 7-0, but the final 21 points of that first half, a couple touchdowns in the first quarter, one in the second quarter, that all came from the Savages, a couple touchdown passes, one run, and they find themselves up by 14. Phil, go ahead and take us through these Maryville stats.
Maryville stat line, not a super impressive stat line, other than the fact that Sandler View with a 35-yard touchdown scamper on that first drive on his sixth carry of the ball game looked really good to start the ball game. He's got 76 yards rushing at half. That alone is a pretty good half of football for any running back or any offensive player looking for production in the night. But that's a bit about the end of where we've got production from Maryville here tonight. Gavin McAtee, your sure-footed fullback, he's had 4 carries. He's sitting at 13 yards rushing. Not much to say in the passing game, although at the end of the first half, you saw Jackson Dredge uncork a couple. His last completion as time expired was a 40-yard bomb that actually would have set Maryville up in a really good spot with a few seconds left on the clock if they could have had that. Unfortunately, clock rang up zeros. Maryville stops that possession. We go into halftime. But Jackson Dredge, 2 completions against 4 passes, 1 for 18 yards, 1 for 40. He does have 1 interception to his name that led to Savannah's second score of the ball game. And so far tonight, Will Shields, 1 pass. That fell incomplete. So Maryville, passing game, not racking up the yards like that offensive rushing attack has with Sadler View here tonight. So you think Maryville gets a break? They come out. They've got to kick the ball off to Savannah. Savannah a chance to put some more points on the board. Now, I will say Maryville's defense dialed in on those second, third, fourth possessions of the second quarter, they really did a nice job of stuffing that run. And we'll see if they can get back to that to start this third quarter. As the lights start to kick back on here in Savannah, another issue that we've had when we've come out here is the lights are slow to come back on. And I think even last time we were here 2 years ago, it was quite a delay before the band left the field and they got these lights to reactivate. So they are slowly coming back on here tonight after an impressive performance by the Savannah Savage Band on the field here tonight. Again, a treat to see that. And they're kind of now gathered in the end zone on the north side, some flashlights going, and the crowd's loving every minute of it. So here tonight, Maryville, Savannah, 21-7 as the halftime winds down. And Matt, you got some stats on these Savages.
Yes, to this point in the football game, Philip, a heck of a night so far for the Savannah Savages. Aiden Knechtenhofer, 2 for 3 passing, 81 yards. Both of those completions going for touchdowns. Now, on the ground, Knechtenhofer also doing a pretty nice job, 35 yards on 10 carries. Rylington Cook, he has 33 yards on 5 carries. Jaden Martinez, he's been active both catching and rushing the football, 3 carries, 23 yards in the opening half. Jackson Segrist, just a couple carries for 2 yards. Now, Knechtenhofer, mentioned he threw for a couple touchdowns, also ran for a 6-yarder as well. That came after an interception for the Savages, ending the second drive of the night for Maryville. Receiving-wise, Jaden Martinez, 1 catch, 61 yards, a quick slant that he broke for a big gainer there, and that one took it back all the way for 6. And that one, inside 2 minutes left to go in the first half. Obviously, 2 quarters left to go. That was a pretty big one there for the Savages to make this a 2-score ball game going into the break. The first touchdown of the night for the Savages went to Max Howe, a pass to the back of the end zone. Howe brought that in for the touchdown reception. He's having himself a solid senior campaign for the Savages. That was his 26th catch of the season and his 4th touchdown of the season as well. So Howe's first catch of the night went for 6. Maryville trailing in this one 21-7. Savannah with 174 total yards at halftime, 93 of those coming by way of the ground attack. Maryville down by 14. We will step aside and be back with more Spoofhound football as you're listening to KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Support for the Spoofhounds on KXCV KRNW is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East First in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
It'll be Savannah football as we start the third quarter. Maryville took the opening kickoff, marched on the field, and punched it in. But since that point, it has been all Savannah in this one as these two rivals meeting back here at a newly renovated Savage football field. 21-7 is our score. Maryville has won 14 straight in this matchup. And not only have they won a lot of football games, but they have found ways to dominate at the same time. Average scoring in those 14 football games, Maryville outscoring Savannah 36.5 to 11.9. So there have been some close ones, don't get me wrong. We think about districts back in 2022, a 5-point Maryville win. The Spoofhounds punched it in the final seconds to win that football game. But a lot of these have gotten away from the Savages. But tonight, they've been the aggressor, up by 14.
You talked about district play. Another score that we're keeping a close eye on is the Richmond Spartans and Knobnoster Panthers. Richmond, you might ask, well, Richmond right now is setting atop our district bracket, a district that includes Richmond, Maryville, Chillicothe, Cameron, Lafayette, Benton, and northeast of Kansas City. So we will keep an eye on Richmond throughout the course of the evening and the rest of the season.
The opening kickoff here for Savannah. They will start with the football inside their own 30 as the return goes out to the 25-yard line. A good night so far for Aiden Knechtenhofer, as we mentioned at halftime. 81 passing yards on two completions, both of those going for touchdowns. As that young man will lead this Savage offense back out to the field. Knechtenhofer, a 6'1", 210-pound junior quarterback. They've had some big boys over the years, including guys like Blake McFadden, Travis Partridge, and Knechtenhofer carrying on that tradition. As now it's Jaden Martinez starting off this second half, gets outside right, and he'll take this one near the 40-yard line. Plenty for a first down on the first play of the drive.
Jaden Martinez, a little bit of wiggle in those hips. He was trying to get outside. Quick step to the inside. Maryville then flows inside, sees that there's a bit of opening back toward their own sideline, able to break that one out, pick up a big first down and a big play there on their first possession of the second half.
A 14-yard pickup past Savannah, just a couple yards shy of their own 40-yard line, in front by 14. Shotgun for Knechtenhofer, Segris to his right. He'll throw this one to Howe, the screen pass. He gets hit by Voss, lost control, but the ball rolls out of bounds. It'll be a fumble out of bounds, so maybe a loss of a little bit that time. Second catch of the night for Howe as Knechtenhofer trying to set up the screen that time.
Not necessarily a negative play, but a play in which Savannah doesn't inch the ball down the field. So second down and 10 feels like that puts Maryville where they want to be, ahead of the curve a little bit. And if Maryville come up with those big plays, maybe your senior Gus McCullough busts through the line of scrimmage, maybe able to create a negative loss type of play. Maybe this is a Phoenix Phillips type of play coming through the defensive line, but Maryville needs something here.
They'll get this one to Cook, trying to get outside right across the 40-yard line. He gets hit hard and shoved out of bounds by Brody Shepherd, but not before he picks up 8, and we'll see a third down and a short on the way for the Savages. A first down on the first play of this third quarter, now facing a third down and 2 on the way for the Savages. Cook up to 41 yards on 6 carries. They put Martinez in motion, Knechtenhofer not ready for the snap, hits him in the chest, drops it, picks it up, and he's hit in the backfield by Talley. A loss of 4 and a fourth down coming for Savannah.
That time, Dayton Talley, who's played some really good football, just comes in and whacks the quarterback, puts him to the ground. Negative play, fourth down. This is where, even though up 21-7, you think the smart play here is probably punt, but you don't know what Coach Hayes is thinking.
11 minutes to play in the third quarter. Knechtenhofer, the hard count, now looks at the sideline. Now he'll step back a little bit. Looks like he'll probably go ahead and do a little push kick as he takes the ball from the 35-yard line. A line drive punt by the quarterback, bounces at the 27-yard line, takes a Savannah bounce, then rolls back a couple yards the other way, and it is down by Howe at the 26 of the Spoofhounds. Now, we always hear Coach Webb talk about how a lot of these guys play ball in the summer together. They know each other really well, the small towns, the connections. Howe's one of those young men that I worked for his father since he was a baby. And it's one of those that you run up to and say, hey, how's it going, Max? He would have no idea who I am, but I'm sure I had conversations with him when he's about 2 years old out landscaping.
Some people might feel that to be a little bit creepy, but with a face like yours, Matt, such a genuine guy, probably have a conversation with you.
I'm from Union Star. His dad's from King City. It's all good. Handoff up the middle on first down for the Spoofhounds. A pickup of just a couple as Gavin McAtee gets the carry.
Yeah, so tonight here in Savannah, the Spoofhounds have a student section jam-packed full with white. The theme tonight is whiteout, and boy, did the student section travel well, hoping for a very competitive game.
It's a 21-7 Savannah lead right now for that pickup by McAtee. It's a second and 7. Handoff goes to Luke Allen. Allen with a good big pickup, but he lost control. The ball was stripped free. Savannah says they have it. And sure enough, they do. The fumble and the recovery here for the Savages. Jumping on top of that one, Cooper Burnsides, the big play by the big man, his second fumble recovery of the season. And quickly, Savannah gets the football back.
Luke Allen. We've seen him contribute on special teams tonight. You know that this guy is going to just blow some holes as a running back, as a fullback. He's a big kid, and he would go through a brick wall for the coaches. That's one of those where he blew through the hole. Ball security wasn't there. You got to know the coaches will give him another chance when they get the ball back.
On first and 10, starting this new drive from the 37-yard line of Maryville, connect and offer, bounces it outside and picks up two. That's a pretty big moment right now for this Maryville defense. After the turnover, got to find a way to come up with a stop. The way Savannah's running the football and controlling the clock tonight, getting down by three scores will be awfully hard to come back from here in this second half. It's a 21-7 Savannah lead. The Savages have scored the last 21 in a row. Second and 8 from the Maryville 35-yard line. Connecting offer. Puts Martinez in motion. We'll give it to him. Trying to get outside right. He gets turned back in by Shepard. Stays on his feet. Cuts up the field. He'll pick up a little bit on a play where it looked like there wasn't much there. Martinez falls forward near the 32. And that'll be a gain of 3.
Really a good run that time. Martinez trying to bring it out to the sideline, but strung it out did Maryville, forces him back up the middle, and he's able to fall forward, pick up a couple of yards, a very manageable third down, you'd think, because if you don't pick it up here, this time, get a couple of yards, probably go for it on fourth down.
A third down and 5 on the way with 8:45 to play in the third quarter. Connecting offer starts to go left, has to make one man miss in the backfield, stays on his feet, but then Maryville able to swoop in and get him to the ground. Look like Phillips and Voss among the players back there, and the first man in the backfield, Sadler View.
And now it's time for Coach Hayes to think about what he wants to do on this fourth down. Last time, fourth down that you might go for it, Pooch punts the football. Now, the way that defense is playing, you think you could pin Maryville back and your defense could just turn loose, or maybe you got enough juice to get this first down.
Fourth and 5 out of the shotgun formation. One receiver split out wide each side. It is connected enough for quick pass goes right side. Caught by Martinez. Breaks one tackle. Gets to the 20-yard line before he is driven back. And that will be a first down and then some as Savannah keeps the drive alive. They'll spot it at the 21-yard line and a pickup of 11. A big-time conversion on fourth down and 5 as Martinez gets his second catch of the night. As there's a spoof hound down, Zach Voss a little slow to get up. So we'll see the Maryville trainers come out to check on him. 7:48 to play in this third quarter. It's a 21-7 Savannah lead.
That secondary has really taken a lot of hits over the course of this year. Of course, we mentioned earlier in the ball game tonight, Cole Zarbano, your outstanding safety, probably an all-MEC type of kid, not playing in this ball game. You've got a lot of youth already at those cornerback spots. So then you got Zach Voss on the ground. Looks like he's getting the attention of the trainer and the coach. So he's going to pop back up. But you just wonder how many guys we can throw out there. And you know that these coaches for Savannah are able to keep an eye on those young cornerbacks. And they're dialing up some plays to target them to see how they handle the pressure of a varsity football game. When you're on an island playing corner, even against a Savannah team that would rather run the football, they can still complete the ball over the middle, and they've done that a couple of times so far this evening.
Voss gets some help from trainer Corby Roush, walks off the field. We will see Carson Hageman check in at left cornerback as the official signal to start that clock once again. Inside 8 minutes to play in the third quarter. A 21-7 Savannah lead. Savages have it at the Maryville 21-yard line. A first and 10 coming. Seagrass to the left of Konechtenhofer. Martinez in motion. They fake the give to Martinez. Konechtenhofer trying to go up the middle. Hit by McCullough at the 20. And he is driven down. A pickup of just 1. Number 7-10 left to play in the game. And a 2nd and 9 on the way for Savannah. Again, Konechtenhofer a running quarterback, 12 carries on the night. He's up around 30 yards on the ground. When he's had the complete passes, he's done a pretty good job. He is sitting at 92 yards on four completions. They'll put Cook in motion right to left. He takes the handoff. He is turned back to the middle of the field, and he is wrestled down. Lucas Viertaler gets him around the waist in a pickup of just one for Cook.
That active defense is going to be the recipe that wins you the ball game. If Maryville can continue to be active at the point of attack, at the line of scrimmage, and force their hand on Savannah, didn't do that consistently throughout the first half of football, but you've got a half left to try to get this ball turned over to your offense, see if they can put some points on the board.
Cook in motion. They'll be back to pass. Looking right is connecting off her. Tucks it. Now tries to get outside. Still looking downfield. Lobs this one and will just throw it away. It is caught by Cook, but he's about 8 yards out of bounds. And we will see a fourth down and eight on the way with the ball sitting at the 19 of Maryville. Tonight's game is brought to you by Northwest AV on East 3rd Street in Maryville. Northwest AV offers business and residential design and installation on projects including home theaters, vehicle remote starts, surveillance cameras, and more. Details available at nw-av.com. 6:06 to play in the third quarter. It's a 14-point Savannah lead. Fourth and eight coming up here for the Savages. Maryville trying to get that defense off the field. Connect and offer. One receiver each side. Back to pass. Pump fakes right now. Trying to throw to the end zone. For Martinez going deep. Pulls it in the corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Savannah. A 19-yard strike for Connect and offer. Still a quarter and a half left to go, but that is a big touchdown to make this a three-possession game.
And you said Knechtenhofer, the running quarterback. That was a beautiful pass. Able to set back, scan the field, knew exactly what he wanted in the corner of that end zone, put it on his receiver, Savannah, into the end zone. Again, an opportunity to make this a 28-7 ball game with about six left on the clock here in the third quarter.
Third touchdown pass of the night for Knechtenhofer as Arnold boots through with a PAT. 28-7, 6 minutes to play in the third. We'll take a break. Back with more Maryville High School football.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop.
Well, Maryville had a chance to get off the field a couple times on that drive on fourth down, but Savannah able to convert. And the last one, Martinez hauled in the pass in the back right corner of the end zone. It wasn't bad coverage from Carson Hageman. It's just a good pass, and Martinez hauled it in.
Yeah, he really put it on his receiver that time. Again, a very good-looking pass, hung up in the air just long enough. And, again, when your quarterback, you're thinking he's going to run, and he's able to set back there, scan the field, and put it on your receiver and drop it in for another touchdown. That's a tough night. That's a tough recipe. And so far, Savannah running the ball well, but also throwing the ball through the air pretty well too.
Arnold with the line drive kick bounded around the 5-yard line, slowly rolled into the end zone as Maryville will take over at the 20-yard line. So we'll see Jackson Dredge come back out to lead this offense. Dredge put the Spoofhounds in position to score late in the first half, just ran out of time. He had a 40-yard completion to Lucas Ziegler. It's a nice play by Ziegler, a 6-foot, 165-pound sophomore wideout for the Hounds. Dredge turns, gives View up the middle. View's got some running room across the 25-yard line down to the 26. Not a bad start for the Spoofhounds here. Their first drive of the third quarter. And we saw that the first drive of the first quarter, but not much since that point as View picks up six. Another one up the middle. Sadler View breaks through one arm tackle, fights forward. He'll get to the 30-yard line. Made two carries and a quick first down as Sadler View, if I'm not wrong, Philip, that is 16 carries tonight.
Sadler View, 16 carries, up to 86 yards rushing. Looks as fresh in the start of the second half as he did in the first half.
Dredge, view, once again, third straight carry. This time cut down right as he got to the line of scrimmage. Gage Bowen comes up with the tackle. He's the second leading tackler on the season for the Sabres, and he made a good low tackle on Sadler View. If you want to get him high, you're not going to get him down. He wrapped him up around the ankles and brought him down for no gain. They pitch it to View this time. Cuts up the field, up the right hash, and not much doing that time either. Sawyer Sprague, one of the first ones to get in to make that tackle. View able to pick up three. We'll see a third down and seven on the way. As this Savannah crowd, packed crowd tonight, the student section wearing pink, breast cancer awareness night here in Savannah. They have been loud and into it throughout the game tonight. Third and seven for Maryville, needing to pick up this first down. Back to pass stretch, looks right, now tries to roll to his right, escapes the pressure, tucks it, he's going to run, lowers his shoulder, flies forward. He will get to the, we'll say the 39-yard line. He is going to be, I think, a spot of back about the 38. 2 yards short and probably a spot. Maryville has to go for it. Down three scores.
Again, you love the poise of the sophomore quarterback looking downfield when he sees a lane. He's taking off. Picks up about 10 yards on that rush, but already behind the sticks. 10 yards, not enough to move the sticks. So now it's a fourth and two. Do you go with that big offensive line and try to bust somebody through, or do you go back to the young guy and let him see if he can make a play with his arm or his legs?
Two backs behind Dredge, and as they get the snap, this one is blown dead. Maryville wants to talk things over. 3:42 to play in the third quarter. A fourth and two on the way and a timeout on the field. We'll be back in 30 seconds on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Well, big fourth and two coming up for Maryville. They've got the ball at their own 38-yard line. 3:42 to play in the third quarter. They're down 28-7. You got to get it because you need points and you got to keep this drive going. But if the Spoofhounds get stopped, it's a short porch awaiting a good Savannah offense. Stretch, turns, gives the Sadler view, trying to take it out left side. He is cut down, and it depends on the spot. It looks like the judge is going to say he got to the 40-yard line, picked up just enough. Needed about maybe a yard and a half, and he picked up a yard and a half.
A huge run that time, Sadler View. That is 19th carry of the ball game, 91 yards. And, boy, that half yard that he got just falling forward, just barely enough to pick up the first down and move the sticks. You wonder, is this the drive for Maryville to get them back in this ball game?
You can hear the Savannah fans did not like that spot. As Dredge back to pass on first and 10. Wrapped up, dropped in the backfield. Coming through once again, Gage Bowen with the sack. A flag flew in from the backfield. This is likely holding coming up on Maryville.
Yeah, it looked like the referees could have called a couple of things. One would have been a hold, maybe even a legal substitution. They ran Luke Allen off the field late as that possession, or as that play was getting ready to be snapped, but looks like they're going to go with the holding penalty. Coach Hayes electing to take that penalty and back Maryville way up back in the sticks. We saw this a couple times with Luther North where it felt like you were first, second, third down in a country mile. That's where we stand here in Savannah.
First and 20, pistol formation, Dredge gives up the middle. Looked like that was Allen. Once again, the man of the hour, Gage Bowen, comes up with another tackle for a loss. Maybe went back. A little spot right back at the 30-yard line. So we'll go ahead and say maybe a half of a yard going backward. But this Savannah defensive line and linebackers, they have been flying all over the field tonight. Three receivers on the field. Back to pass is Dredge. Throwing this one down the right seam. That one too tall. Looking for Carson Hageman. And a long third down coming up.
It's a long next week in Maryville with the Bearcat homecoming weekend this weekend. Matt will be at that game, the parade in the morning. But also for the Maryville Spoof Hounds, we don't have school on Thursday and Friday, which is exciting for most students. But that week is full of a lot of important games, district games for volleyball, conference meet for cross country, and then meeting back with the football team on Friday in LeBlanc.
And you're exactly right, Caroline. And as we go throughout this game here tonight, the importance of next week mounts a little bit more with that final regular season football game. Maryville has a chance to get the number one seed in Class 3 District 8, and a win tonight over Class 4 school would have gone a long way toward doing that. But it would be interesting to see how these standings do play out since Maryville is playing Class 4 and Class 3, and Richmond's last two opponents are Class 3 and Class 2.
Tonight, Richmond is up on Knobnoster 6-0. Richmond has not played on paper necessarily the talent level that Maryville has. Coach Webb always such a good job of putting his guys out in front of some teams that just are loaded with talent, much like these Maryville teams. So we've faced more teams that have been ranked in the top 10 than we haven't. Started out the season that way. Blair Oaks, a Class 3 ranked team. Saw Chillicothe, they were a Class 3 at the time in the top 10. This Savannah team, this late in the season, is a Class 4 top 10 ranked team. Richmond, however, does sit at the top of our district bracket, and it's really only a two-man race at this point, Richmond and Maryville, to see which of those two is the host site throughout that district. Maryville, last couple of years, been fortunate enough to have that district host and get a bye in the first week of play.
An injured offensive lineman for Maryville getting helped off the field. That is Mace McKim. He's got Corby Roush, a trainer, under one arm, and head coach Matt Webb under the other. So Mace comes off the field. Maryville facing a third down and a long 20. Two receivers right, two to the left. As Jackson Dredge in the backfield with Gavin McAtee to his left. Back to pass, the rush getting there. The dump off underneath, looking for McAtee on the screen pass. Had some blockers in front. The pass falls incomplete. And with a 4th and 20 coming up, Maryville will be forced to punt once again.
Again, that screen pass set up pretty well. Gavin McAtee just turning his head a little bit too soon to see what kind of green grass awaited him down the field. The last time they did that play, about an 18-yard pickup, got Dredge a little bit of rhythm because then he ripped off another 40-yard pass. That time, unable to complete the pass, sets up that 4th and long, and on Sadler View comes to punt this ball back to Savannah.
Ball at the Maryville 30-yard line facing a 4th and 20. Savannah maybe showing a little bit of rush here. We'll see if they come. Only two guys come, a light rush, and so few able to get this high punt away. Martinez takes it from the 30-yard line, lost it, picks it back up, hit by Weston Talley, and he is wrestled to the ground back near the 25-yard line. That's some extracurriculars between one Spoofhound and one Savage back down the field. Looks like Will McCullough getting in on that one again, as McCullough already made a couple good special teams plays tonight. 2:27 to play in the third quarter. Savannah trying to really put the hurt on Maryville, already up by 21 points. This ball will be officially spotted at the Savannah 28-yard line. Maryville next week on the road facing Lafayette. Meanwhile, it will be Savannah meeting up with St. Pius. That is actually a home game against St. Pius. If Savannah hangs on tonight and they can beat the Warriors next week, they'll pick up an MEC title. With the man in motion, the handoff going up the middle here for Savannah. Not a lot of running room that time. Maybe a pickup of just a couple, as they gave that one to Jackson Sechrist. Only a few carries on the night for Sechrist.
Talk about postseason as we get closer to that. Maryville at Lafayette next week. Savannah hosting St. Pius. That game going on right now between Lafayette and St. Pius. And St. Pius up big all over Lafayette.
Four receivers on the field. Shotgun for Knechtenhofer. Looks over at the sideline facing a second down and 8. Four down linemen for Maryville. Put a man in motion. They fake the give up the middle, speed option, the pitch for connected offer, gets it outside to Cook. Cook gets to the edge across the 50-yard line, and he is pulling away from the Maryville defense all the way to the house. Hook, 69-yard touchdown run, and Sabina goes on top, 34-7.
Played the option again very well for Knechtenhofer, trying to get that pitch out as Major Scarborough is riding his back, able to sneak that pitch, and of course that goes for a big one, and that puts Savannah up 34-7 with the extra point on the way. If that's the case, this is going to open up to be a big lead here for Savannah and a big, big hill for Maryville to climb out of, as they've only got about a minute left in the third quarter.
35-7 after the PAT. Maryville facing a big deficit in this third quarter. We'll step aside and be back in 30 seconds on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
The speed from Rylington Cook as he got to the edge and ran up that left sideline. The sophomore took that one to the house. His sixth rushing touchdown of the season. And boy, Phillip, he kind of like looked like you on those Saturday morning runs. The speed, just unbelievable.
I heard there's cinnamon rolls up at the farmer's market, so I put on the Jets and get up there as quick as possible. But yeah, you're right. Savannah really moving the ball well.
Hageman takes the kickoff from the 5-yard line. He's going to barrel forward and get out near the 25. 1:26 to play in the third quarter.
I think we do have to give a little bit of credit to the Maryville Spoofhound athletic trainer, Corby Roush. I mean, truly, he is just a great guy. I mean, you'll see him around the high school. He's always finding a new friend to talk to, whether that be a teacher or a student. But you can always see him working hard after hours and even at this game, just helping all of our athletes.
Corby Roush taking the place of longtime athletic trainer Paul Snow. We wish him the best as he's been some hurricane-ridden weather out there in South Carolina. Hope he's listening tonight.
High snap. Will Shield back in at quarterback. Can't handle it. Finally scoops it up back near the 10-yard line, and he is driven to the ground. A pair of savages getting back there. They'll spot this ball at the 9-yard line, and that is going to be a big loss that time of 17 yards. We've seen a lot of Jackson Dredge in the second half. That time, Shield in at QB.
Just unable to handle that snap and put them in a bad spot from the get-go. And, again, backs Maryville up in a place they don't want to be when you're at second and long. And now flip the script to third and long. Again, not many plays that you've got ready to dial up for a passing game that just hasn't been there tonight. That pass fell incomplete. So, again, you're looking at third and long. Got to look at your play sheet, see what you want to call, try to get yourself out of this hole.
From the 9-yard line, the Spoofhounds have to reach their own 36. Back to pass is Shield from the end zone. Dumps this one off underneath, looking for the screen pass. Broken up immediately. It was intended for McAtee, but Savannah closed quickly. And the Spoofhounds will have to pump this one away. And 42 seconds left to play in the third quarter. It's a 4th and 37 officially. And so we see Sadler View about 5 yards deep in his own end zone, ready to take this snap. And that was a drive that didn't have a chance from the start. The high snap, Shield couldn't bring it down. A big loss. And now View punting this one away. Toward that far right sideline, bounces at the 41. Takes a Maryville bounce to about the 45. It goes out of bounds there. And that is where the Savages will take over at the Maryville 45-yard line. Now, you talked about the tough non-conference that Maryville's played throughout this season with Blair Oaks to start things off. We've seen them take on Pleasant Hill. It was Lutheran North last week. Vinny, kind of mixed in some of that MEC competition. It was St. Pius in week four. That was a tough loss. It's Savannah tonight. It has been a tough schedule. It's one the Spoofhounds hope to get through this fourth quarter, dust themselves off, and get ready for Lafayette next week. They put Cook in motion. They'll hand off up the middle. Segrist, he is bottled up. Nothing doing. Driven backwards by Talley. A gain of nothing on first and 10, but that was likely our last play of the third quarter.
Look at Maryville's schedule and their outcomes. It's been an unusual season. They have either had lopsided losses to some really good football teams, or they've had lopsided wins to some tough opponents that are in MEC play. Of course, that Pleasant Hill game, 35-0 at home, I think we expected that to be a closer matchup than it was, but Maryville came out on all cylinders that game. So just an odd season of flip-flops, wins and losses. We'll see if Maryville can kind of right the ship here in the fourth quarter.
Third quarter comes to a close. Hounds down 35-7. We'll take a break and be back with your fourth quarter on KXCV Maryville, KRNW, Chillicothe.
Support for the Spoofhounds on KXCV KRNW is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
This Spoofhound broadcast is underwritten by FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that's served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464 or myfcsfinancial.com.
This broadcast is underwritten by Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-thru, a full-service floral shop, and more. More information at Hy-Vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville.
Second and 10, they fake to give the secrets. Pitch goes left side to Martinez. He gets hogtied by Weston Talley after a gain of two or three on that second and 10. So we'll see Maryville, again, try to get this defense off the field and get some momentum in this fourth quarter.
How many times tonight have we said Weston Talley's name? Really, throughout the course of the season, he has just put a better and better, bigger and bigger resume together. Been in on a lot of plays, does a good job of reading the play and then attacking. And again, Weston Talley having a good night here tonight.
So Savannah taking their time, letting this play come in, down to 12 seconds on the play clock, as now Knechtenhofer getting his team up to the line of scrimmage. Three receivers right, one to the left. And he has Segrist to his right in the backfield. Cook goes in motion, takes the handoff, trying to get outside, breaks through one tackle, gets to the edge, and he is finally wrapped up and drugged to the ground. Looked like that was Brett Long and Zach Voss maybe on that far sideline. That'll be a gain of few, and let's see, fourth down and about five on the way for Anthony Hayes and company. Cook, the last time he touched it before that, was a 69-yard run. He has got a lot of speed out there.
Another thing about Cook on that play, we've seen him do something that we haven't seen a lot. That is get away from Gus McCullough. Gus McCullough had him in the backfield, but, again, able to shed Gus and pick up a few more yards. Still fourth and manageable from this spot on the field for Savannah.
10.5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Out of the shotgun, Knechtenhofer fakes the screen, trying to go deep, looking for Martinez. Left side wide open, brings it in over the shoulder, shut down inside the 10-yard line on fourth and five. A big-time conversion keeps this drive alive. The ball spotted at the nine, a 31-yard pickup when they just needed five. Just a lot of big plays in that passing game for Knechtenhofer tonight. Completions of 20, 61, 11, 19, and now 31. That time they faked the screen. Martinez went down the sideline, brought in his fourth catch of the evening. And again, Savannah letting that play clock wind down. Now we'll see a timeout with 9:50 to play, up 35-7. Timeout on the field. We will step aside as well back in 38 seconds on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Northwest Technical School, offering a variety of adult education courses this fall, ranging from sign language and dog training to health and well-being, painting classes, and also computer operations and CPR classes. The full fall catalog is online at nts.maryville.k12.mo.us.
Today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. Located in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides new laptops, computer repair, printers, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business.
First and goal from the 9-yard line coming up for Savannah. Maryville breaks their huddle on the far sideline. They come out trying to defend the end zone. Seen a couple of these Savannah touchdown drives. We've got some big-time fourth-down conversions. This drive, of course, one of them. Needed five. They picked up 31, and here connect and offer out of the shotgun. Running back on each side. He'll give the handoff to Segris. Segris cuts up the field. He's hit about a yard down the field. He'll fall forward and pick up a few. And a second and goal from the six on the way. Tough running tonight for Segris. He's got five carries, 7 yards on the night. Savannah's broken this football game open. Up 21-7 at halftime. Right now 35-7, trying to add to it. With Segris to the right of Knechtenhofer, out of the shotgun. His heels on the 11-yard line. Watch the play clock wind down to 5 seconds. Chest high snap, fakes the give, cuts up the field, gets near the five, inside the five before he's pushed back. We'll see where they spot it officially. Not a lot doing that time, a third and goal coming.
Talk about this series, Maryville winning the last 14. The first two in the series went to Savannah. 2010, Savannah with a 41-6 win. That was one of the more lopsided wins in that series, or one of the most lopsided games, not since 2021 when Maryville won 42-0. We've seen a couple of closer games those last couple of years, maybe a score or two, but tonight looks more like that year 2010 when they got that 41-6 win. That's the kind of night it is for Maryville.
Third and goal from the five. They give the Segris. Segris hit in the backfield. He'll fall forward by and pick up one. Gus McCullough makes that tackle. Fourth and goal from the four upcoming. Now a late flag comes in. This one well after the play. Relatively, not many penalties on either side tonight, but a personal foul, and this will be on the Spoofhounds. Yardage-wise, doesn't hurt you half the distance to the goal, but a fourth and goal is coming instead. It'll be a first and goal for the Savages.
And you know, Maryville's playing with a lot of frustration tonight. Again, just look at the scoreboard. That is not the kind of night Maryville thought they would be when they came down here, down 35-7, deep into the fourth quarter. But that's one of those plays you just can't have. You're doing a good job on defense, holding them out of the end zone. And after that penalty, it turns into a what we would have thought would be a fourth down, first down, but they aren't changing the sticks.
Now Coach Hayes is kind of asking about that.
They're going to get an explanation from the white hat, and I'm not so sure that a personal foul in that nature is only yardage. Looks like that's how it's going to be played on the field, so it is fourth down.
Fourth and goal from the free. Segris off left tackle, bowls his way into the end zone. The down doesn't matter, as they are able to score on fourth and goal from the 3-yard line, and it is 41-7 in favor of the Savages. Again, Segris has had some tough sledding on the night, but he's able to break through and get a 3-yard touchdown run. Arnold on for the PAT to make this a 35-point advantage. Snap is good, kick on the way. And it is through. 42-7. It is in favor of Savannah, not Maryville's night in this one. 7:49 to play. We'll step aside and be back with more here on KXCV KRNW.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
42-7. It is a Savannah lead here at Savage Field as Carson Hageman up the center of the field, angles out right, gets across the 30, driven out of bounds at the 31-yard line. We have got a running clock here in Savannah. That is one thing you saw whenever Segrist got into the end zone to make it 41-7 with a PAT on the way. You can see the Savage coaching staff waving their arms, looking for that running clock, getting up by 35 points in this football game. This one means a lot. Coach Hayes has put in a lot of time, sweat, blood into this program. It's his third year here. He understood that for the longest time, Savannah's been the little brother. They're trying to battle back against a good Maryville program.
Yeah, this would be one of those signature moments for Coach Hayes. This is a big win for Savannah. Hold that 71 series trophy and keep that for a year. Again, big one for them.
Dredge gives to View. View bounces out left side, stays on his feet, running through tacklers. Now gets out across the 35-yard line near the 37 before he is brought down. That'd be a pickup. It's like about five on first down for Sadler View. Twentieth carry of the night for View. He has been a workhorse up near 100 yards at this point. 96 is what we have him at unofficially. He's ran hard, but it has been a tough night overall for this Maryville offense. They haven't scored since the first drive of the game. The pitch going to McAtee. McAtee breaks an arm tackle in the backfield. He will lunge forward and pick up three. We'll see a third and just a couple on the way for the Hounds.
Since that first drive of the ball game, when it looked like that offensive line was establishing their dominance, holding their own against the Savannah defense, it just hasn't been their night. And so Sadler View, 20 carries, 96 yards. You then look at who you think is probably going to be right behind him. Usually that's Gavin McAtee tonight, 6 carries, just 19 yards. And really that's credit to Savannah and how they've closed up the holes for this offense, and they've really flown to the football. So Savannah got just a little bit of momentum on their side. They kind of feel that this game might go their way, and that confidence just kind of steamrolled through the rest of the ball game. Those next two or three quarters, really all Savannah, and they are up big here tonight, 42-7. Clock stops under certain circumstances, one of those being if there's a player down for injury. And as Caroline reported, Corby Roush, that guy that's kind of all everything, all everywhere, he's back on the field tending to a spoofhound, and hopefully that's just a cramp that he's kind of trying to work out. Coach Webb kind of taking a peek at him as well. So hopefully get a cramp worked out, get this young fella off the field, but in a position where he could come back in and make a contribution before the night's over.
6:09 to play in the fourth quarter. As now it is Veer Toller. They'll help him up. He's going to walk off the field under his own power. Lucas missed a few games with an injury there about midseason. Got back a little bit last week against Lutheran North and playing a lot tonight against Savannah. As he walks off, Brett Long will be split out wide to the right side for Maryville. As Dredge will be set to go back under center. Looks like that's McAtee and Hageman in the backfield. They'll give to Hageman, trying to go left side. Following his blockers, he'll pick up. He's going to be near the first down marker. He needed two. We'll see where the spot is officially. It looks like he is going to be about half a yard. Now they're going to go ahead and move him forward. So he picked up the two he needed, and it's a first down for Maryville. Some tough running there by Carson Hageman. So first and 10 from the Maryville, looks like the 47-yard line. 5:27 to play, clock ticking, handoff goes to View. View starts left, started to cut back right, now goes back left, and he will pick up just a couple, kind of nickel and diming his way out to the 45-yard line, a gain of three for View.
That's Sadler's 21st carry, and every one of his carries tonight have just been tough. He's danced around the hole a little bit to try to get a couple extra yards. When he sees a lane, he's ready to take off, but Savannah, with good pursuit, able to limit his carries since, again, that sixth carry, a 35-yard touchdown. Haven't seen that kind of production from a back wearing the green helmets tonight.
4:48 to play, second and seven. A handoff going right to View this time. Bottled up in the backfield, cuts back left. He's going to fight his way forward. He was shut down for a loss, and he's going to get out near the 48-yard line and pick up three. Again, that should have been a loss of maybe two. They'll spot it at the 48-yard line. So a third down and four on the way, but boy, View is leaving everything out there tonight.
A guy that plays both offense and defense, hasn't missed any snaps. When it's time to punt, Sadler View's your guy. Big night for Sadler as far as plays on field. Big night carrying the ball. That carry gets him to 99 yards, almost at that 100-yard century mark.
Back to pass here is Dredge on third down and four. Looking right, throws this one into the flats. Caught by Scarborough. He is hit, but he's going to be awfully close to that first down marker. He gets driven out of bounds by Savannah's Colin Cleary, and that is enough for a first down. Needed four. He picked up about four and a half, and a first down for the Hounds with 3:46 left to play. Ball game. This is Maryville football on KXEV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe, with Philip Porn. I'm Matt Tritton. Caroline Porn is our sideline reporter. Caitlin Miller manning things for us back in the Maryville studios. Back to pass on first and 10. Dredge down the center of the field looking for View. View brings it in at the 20. Falls four near the 16-yard line. A big pickup there for the Hounds. 32 yards through the air as Dredge finds View, who is doing it all tonight for Maryville.
Dredge, a young quarterback, stands about 6'2", able to set in the pocket, and I love the fact that he's willing to let it rip down the field. You're a sophomore quarterback in a big game, perhaps the biggest game of the season so far, and he's holding his own, showing some poise from that quarterbacking position.
Back to pass, first and 10 from the 16. He'll roll to his left, throws this one on the sideline. Hageman jumps in the air, couldn't bring that one in. Diving on the ground, trying to make that catch. They're going to say it is a catch. Is that Brett Long on the far side? I believe it is Long down to the 4-yard line. And they're going to spot Maryville with a first and goal, a pickup of 12, as Hageman had to go off his hands, but hauled in by Maryville at the 4, and the Spoofhounds are threatening with 2:20 to go.
What a crazy play. It went off some hands. Who would have thought that that was a complete pass from up here? It looked incomplete, but we'll take it.
Handoff going up the middle. Looks like this is McAtee fighting his way forward. He'll pick up two. And a first and goal from the two on the way as View checks back in. 2 minutes to play. Well, Maryville started this game with a run-heavy offense. They marched right down and scored. Would like to carry a little momentum into week 9 if they can pick up a score here. Down 42-7. Dredge turns, hands, View, hit in the backfield, and he is going to lose three back to the 5-yard line.
You know, Maryville wants to punch this one in, give themselves a little bit of positive momentum moving forward next week to the Lafayette season finale. That time, unfortunately for Sadler, not able to get that in. Still setting at 99 yards rushing on 23 carries. A big night of carrying the rock for Sadler View. See if Maryville elects to go back to the air on this third and goal.
Four receivers for Dredge. He will pass, rolling to his right. Pressure coming, throws end zone. Couldn't bring that one in. Trying to get it back of the end zone for Voss. He had to stop and try to come back for that one. Couldn't corral it. And a fourth and goal from the 5 coming for Maryville with inside a minute left to play. Seconds and counting on what has been a terrific night for the Savannah Savages on their way to their 5th consecutive win and 6 in their last 7 games. They open with a loss to Pleasant Hill, bounce back with a win over East Buchanan, then a 7-6 loss to Kirksville. But they've reeled off 4 in a row, and tonight will be number 5. They're up 42-7. Fourth and goal from the 5. Four receivers on the field. Dredge back to pass. Looking right. Now left. Pump fakes. Throws. End zone. It is caught. Touchdown, Maryville. As a late flag falls, Gavin McAtee with the 5-yard touchdown reception. Again, a little laundry on the field. That was a really late flag. We'll go ahead and see what it is, but judging by that Maryville body language, that might take the score off the board. And it is. Illegal man downfield. That'll back the Hounds up 5. And they can redo this fourth and goal now from the 10. Dredge pressured a little bit. A pump fake. Found McAtee about a yard deep in the end zone. But it was called back. Illegal man downfield. They'll wind the clock. Down to 10 seconds left to play. This will be the final play of the game, most likely, with a fourth and goal from the 10. Dredge rolling to his right. Has to avoid one man. Throws end zone. Looking. It is caught. Touchdown, Maryville. No flag down on that one. It is Brett Long with the catch. A 10-yard touchdown reception for Long. His first career touchdown reception. And Maryville, with 6/10 of a second left to go in this one, they get their second score of the night. And at the end of the day, Philip, this is going to be one that Maryville would like to forget, but you're still getting Jackson Dredge some meaningful snaps. Brett Long, a big catch.
And you got to love the way the youngster rifled that ball into Long. Long covered very well, made a little move in the backfield to avoid a sack, and then steps into a great-looking pass, 10-yard touchdown pass, not a terrible way to end your night.
Again, 6/10 of a second remaining. Now the clock operator runs it off, so we'll see if they go ahead and kick it off or if they go ahead and say this ball game's over. But it's 42-14 after Noah Bellamy knocked through that PAT. And sure enough, that is it. The teams are heading out to midfield to shake hands. This one is all over. Maryville falls to 4-4 overall on the season. And the Spoofhounds, with this loss, now 3-2 in conference play. Meanwhile, for the Savannah Savages, they snap a 14-game losing streak to their MEC rivals, Maryville. They win the Highway 71 showdown. 42-14 is our final score. The Savages now 6-2 overall, and they improve to 5-0 in the MEC. They'll play for the MEC title next week against St. Pius, right back here at home. 42-14 is our score. We've got a lot coming up for you in postgame. We'll hear from head coach Matt Webb. We'll also take you through tonight's final stats and get you set for next week's battle against Lafayette as Maryville wraps up regular season play. 42-14 is our score. We'll step aside and be back with more. You're listening to Maryville High School Football.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Support for KXCVKRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. And from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the forums serve the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Also from Nottoway Valley Bank, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC. And from Pitzenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop.
Today's game is being underwritten by State Farm Insurance agent Carrie Myers, serving customers for nearly 30 years through life, auto and homeowners insurance, and financial services. More information in office at the corner of Lincoln and Main in Maryville, or via call or text at 660-562-3882. And from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Millen Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com. And Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville, and online at mwdata.net.
KXCV KRNW, the home of Maryville Spoofhound Athletics.
Our final as Maryville leaves the football field after talking with head coach Matt Webb. Now the Savannah fans and the student section able to run onto the football field and celebrate as they got the Highway 71 sign. The trophy is just a highway sign that has, it's what you see driving down the road, the Highway 71, but they put the scores and who wins it every year. For the first time since 2011, this one goes the way of the Savages.
Savannah came out tonight with a great game plan. They lined up across the field from a tough Maryville team, and boy, they just outplayed them at the line of scrimmage, the point of attack, and Savannah able to not only score the ball, putting it on the ground, but a couple of timely play calls through the air by Coach Hayes, and they were able to put Maryville down deep as the second half started, a hole that Maryville unable to climb out of, a score late. You have to like some of what you saw there out of Jackson Dredge, the sophomore quarterback. He finishes the night on 6 of 11 passing, 116 yards, one touchdown, one interception. But that touchdown pass in a couple moments where you could see some poise in your young quarterback, and you have to like the way he stepped up there in the fourth quarter to get those additional points on the board for Maryville. Brett Long, two receptions, 22 yards, one of those a 10-yard touchdown, as mentioned, from Jackson Dredge. Good night for Brett Long. And then rushing the football is another night where Sadler View was the featured back. Sadler View carries the ball 23 times, 99 yards on those 23 carries, none bigger than his sixth carry of the ball game, a 35-yard touchdown run for Sadler View. It just seemed like following that run, following that first play or first series from scrimmage, Savannah kind of figured things out, and we were starting to see those negative run plays or plays that resulted in no yards, and that's where Savannah just kind of went ahead and turned the screws up a little bit on Maryville and really and played their game. That's the Maryville stats. Turn it back over to you, Matt.
Spoofhounds drop this one on the road tonight. 42-7 is our final. Joining us now in the booth is head coach Matt Webb as the Spoofhounds on to week 9. Next up, it's going to be a road game against Lafayette. Tonight, though, coach, tough one. A really good Savannah team across the way. First drive of the football game, marched right down the field and scored, but just hard to get much going after that one.
Yeah, it was. You know, that was, I thought we came out and, you know, we're really prepared to win and did a good job offensively. And then, you know, we just didn't do a good job defensively tonight. Obviously, the whole game just, you know, getting stops. You know, we did a couple good things there in the second quarter, and kind of we did get some stops, and then we couldn't answer offensively. So it's, you know, it's just got to find a way to kind of get on all cylinders, and we're just not doing that right now.
You mentioned the second quarter and the success the defense had there for much of it. It was 14-7. You go about 10 minutes of nobody scoring in that second quarter. They quick slant. Martinez breaks one tackle, able to take that one the distance and broke that one open, make it a 14-point game at that point. It felt like, man, get this to 14-7 into halftime. That could be a completely different ball game. But broken tackle, and after that, they're able to kind of break things open in that second half.
Yeah, that's kind of tail of the tape. You know, like I said, there's a couple of broken tackles. And, you know, I give credit to Savannah and Coach Hayes. They did a good job kind of scheming us up with what we were doing coverage-wise. And, you know, it's just, you know, you're kind of, you know, in a situation where we just got to make a tackle and make a play there and get them down and not allow those kind of explosive plays to happen.
A veteran defense on this side for Savannah. You're throwing some young quarterbacks in there, getting some experience, and they're doing some good things. But then at the same time, you just see the Savages able to get in the backfield. They've got some really good pass rushers. That's just a tough recipe overall.
Yeah, we just didn't, you know, we're kind of our depth. You know, you look at total players and stuff like that. You know, we're playing a lot of guys both ways, and they like I said, they're not doing that as much, and we just, you know, it's tough to pass rush, to pass block like that and keep guys out. But you know, it is what it is. So we got to reload and find a way to you know, go get Lafayette next week.
You feel like a young man like Jackson Dredge taking some bullets out there like that. There's some progress there, and he's putting some good stuff on tape.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the progression will be there, and he'll keep growing up and, you know, do the things he's got to do. But, you know, we got to get, for this season, you know, we got to get, you know, back to kind of getting some points and getting some stops and getting ourselves in a good district run here after we play Lafayette next week.
Coach Webb, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, guys.
Maryville head football coach Matt Webb with us. Spoofhounds dropped this one tonight, 42-7. We'll take a timeout and be back to Savannah to wrap things up. You're listening to High School Football on KXCV KRNW.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. And from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127. Today's game is also brought to you by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle has provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. And U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics and Maryville High School. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com. And from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville, Consumers Oil has served the community for 95 years and continues to be a local source for refined fuels, propane, feed, tire services, grain merchandising, and agronomy services. More online at consumersoilmaryville.com. Also from MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. And Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, as well as grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-thru, a full-service floral shop, and more. For more information, Hy-Vee.com or at 1217 South Main in Maryville.
You're listening to Spoofhound Football with Matt Tritton and Dylan Porin.
Our final this evening as Maryville falls to Savannah. Hounds are 4-4, 3-2 in conference play. They'll be on the road taking on Lafayette next week. The Savages 6-2 overall, 5-0 in conference. They'll meet St. Pius right back here next week. Philip, this is a tough one here tonight. The Spoofhounds give up 339 total yards, 197 on the ground for the Savages, 142 through the air. Aiden connected offer. He's a low, 3 touchdown passes. He also ran for one as well. So really good Savage football team. It's one you kind of got to put in your back pocket and say, let's just move on.
Not common for Maryville to have back-to-back weeks where just got outplayed or outskilled or outsped down the field, if you will. Maryville's going to get some things right. Next week, a Lafayette team that they ought to be able to have a game plan that produces a better outcome down in St. Joe. Wrap up the season. Maryville still, we said this after each loss, they have a lot ahead of them still. So Maryville's played upper-class teams. That garners them points, win or lose, toward a district hosting. So Maryville still has in front of them the opportunity to host their district in a battle with Richmond right now. Richmond over Knobnoster. Earlier it was about a six-point game, but they were over Knobnoster. And so you look at what Richmond might be able to do as they go through the season. It might not be enough, that they might still have to look at Maryville as a host site for that district. This one seems like it meant more to Savannah. Big game for Savannah. Savannah then looks ahead to next week. Two undefeated MEC teams playing for the MEC crown. That's how it should be. Good on good. Savannah versus St. Pius. Be interesting to keep an eye on that score as we are down at Lafayette. Watching the Spoofhounds hopefully rebound after two consecutive losses. So district play ahead of us. We'll keep you updated on that. Again, in our district is Richmond, Maryville, Chillicothe, Cameron, Lafayette, Benton, and northeast of Kansas City. And right now, Maryville looking up to Richmond, who holds the number one seed in that Class 3 District 8 football championship bracket. We'll see if we can get enough points to boost over Richmond, get a bye, and then host throughout the districts. But as you mentioned, Matt, not since 2011 has Savannah been able to celebrate on the field while Maryville walked off to the locker room. Tonight, Savannah takes that 71 series trophy back to their place, will be in their locker room proudly displayed. And you know Maryville will remember this night next year, 365 days from now, and they're going to want to get that 365 back. So you look at some of the things that you'll notice on tape, there's going to be some positives that have come out of this football game, notably the way Jackson Dredge finished the football game as a sophomore quarterback. You hope that that pushes forward. Really, the MVP of tonight, though, what people might not know is some of our technology wasn't quite working. So we were back in the studio with Caitlin Miller, a college student who stepped up big time. Matt will mention her toward the end of this broadcast, but she was on the phone with us about as much as you've been listening to us. And so hopefully the broadcast tonight came across well. Unfortunately, just didn't end as we wanted it with a Maryville win. So tonight, Savannah comes out on top of the 71 series.
We should have known from the start, Philip, right as we're trying to start the broadcast, that everything, our connection just died. And so we had to make do. We hope the broadcast sounded okay as we kind of had to have a makeshift way of getting this one to. But you're right, the MVP of the evening, Caitlin Miller, she's been on more Friday nights than people probably realize, but really stepped up huge for us here this evening. We appreciate what she's doing for us back in the studios here tonight. Don't forget, we've got Northwest Missouri State football for you tomorrow. It is homecoming. The Bearcats taking on the Central Missouri Mules. A 2 o'clock kickoff. We'll have pregame right here on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe, beginning at 1 o'clock. Maryville drops this one tonight by the score of 42-7, now 4-4 on the season and 3-2 in the MIAA. The Hounds will be back in action next Friday against Lafayette, a 7 o'clock kickoff and 6:30 pregame right here once again. For Philip Horan, I'm Matt Trent. Thanks so much to Caitlin Miller back in the KEXCV studios. Maryville drops this one tonight 42-7.